Wingate Finchley had a good spell, about 3 or 4 minutes, possibly five even, just before half time. We're kind of in the 41st minute here, and Wingate were doing well temporarily.
Yeah, they were doing well. I mean, look, even at this corner now, they've got three players up by the halfway line ready for the counter attack. Whether or not it gets to them, I don't know, because they have to defend a corner here, but they've been playing very well for what's been going on behind the scenes.
Certainly got intent. I can just see the fingertips of the corner taker here. As the ball comes in, suddenly great header into Shane Gore. Dorking Wanderers take the lead somewhat fortunately. Fantastic save from Gore to deny the Dorking Wanderers header, but eventually it comes out to the feet of I think deflection off a Wingate and Finchley defender. They will feel hard done by there. That's not the goal they would have wanted to concede.
No, of course it wasn't. Unfortunately, it was coming. It's a great ball in, and Elad just gets clear of his marker. It's a decent header into the ground. Gore saves, and then the rebound, it comes off a Wingate player. I think Gore possibly could have said that he'll be disappointed with it, and he's had a good game so far. But that's a hammer blow for Wingate. You just wonder now. What? Oh, they've possibly got a chance here.
Immediate chance for Anthony Mendy coming on one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Hope does well, and it's a chance for Wingate to equalise immediately, and they've done so. A gift for Wingate and Finchley, and that's a fantastic finish from Tanesha Abrahams, who slides it into the bottom left corner. Abrahams levels things up. Wingate and Finchley won. Dorking Wanderers won. A gift of a goal from Dorking Wanderers, the league leaders.
I don't know how it went in. It's a long ball up, and for some reason, Tanesha Abrahams has thrown on goal. And it's initially a great save from Huck. The ball comes out. It's spilt first off to Charlie Cole. Cole can't get a touch on it. And then it comes back to Abrahams, who just really calmly takes around the defender, slots into the back of the net, and unbelievably, just like that, Wingate level.
Throw in for Dorking Wanderers on the right hand side. 1-1 here. And again, I said it was a common theme. Dorking attack, Wingate clear, and back we go. There has been some good football on show here, though, and that will bring an end to the first half here on Live Sports FM. Wingate and Finchley 1, Dorking Wanderers 1. A fantastic result thus far. And there's a proper frackers breaking out on the touchline here. Mark White, the Dorking Wanderers manager, is splitting up the two coaching staff, and they're both going at it here, clattering into each other, and the players are coming over. One man is being throttled at the neck. The biggest threatening of action, probably the most notable event of the first half so far, coming at the end of the first half. The referee blows whistle. I don't know if anything was said here, and as they go down the tunnel, severe bad blood between the two sets of coaching teams here, between Wingate and Finchley and Dorking Wanderers. Things would be calm and peaceful and tranquil for the whole of the first half, and immediately we look into one direction, we look back down, and there's five men embroiled in a brawl.
Yeah, for about nothing. I mean, the officials are just trying to work out what on earth has gone on here.
Dorking looking to counter-attack now off the chest of Elliot Buchanan, then a long ball up towards Matthew Briggs. That's a fantastic ball over to the right flank. Briggs will just about manage to keep it in and then cross it back across the face of goal, but that's cleared by McComa. The game taking on a new sense of urgency now, with both sides thinking that they can find a good goal, and Dorking Wanderers have found that goal and take the lead. We spoke about them extending their advantage at the top of the table. They've done so in slightly peculiar circumstances once again. Dorking Wanderers 2 away from home at Wingate and Finchley.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bizarre goal again, just in the way that they seem to just stop marking Wingate. They expected the offside flag to be raised, it isn't, and then it just is an easy tapping for Dorking, and it's actually quite a good finish just off the left heel of Buchanan. But it just is a bit bizarre, because Wingate sort of gave up defending for about 5-10 seconds there.
If Wingate put in this performance against 16, 17 other teams in this league, they would win the game and they would do fantastically. But Dorking are of a higher quality, and the match comes to an end. 3 minutes off added time comes to a close, and Dorking Wanderers move 13 points clear at the top of the Bostic Premier Division. A fantastic hard fought result for Mark Smith's side, and David Norman's Wingate and Finchley will feel hard done by. They've put in a fantastic performance too today. A draw would have been deserved, but at the same time, you feel like Dorking Wanderers have seen out this game well. They've controlled possession at times, they've defended well, although a couple of areas where they could have improved on. a deserved win for them, and they move even further clear at the top of the table.